My name is Usha Patel, and I'd like to welcome you to The Path, sponsored by Keystone Partners Group. This series is truly designed to help you learn a lot of the strategies, systems, tools. And today I have two amazing people, and they're going to share some of their secrets of what they're doing to be able to get on the path for the things that they've been able to achieve. Who I have today is Janet Palladino. She's from our media office, and I just love working with Janet, and you're gonna love listening to some of the things that she does to be able to help work with the agents. And Daniel Cornelius, she's been in real estate just 2 years, and wait till you hear some of the success that she's been able to enjoy. So welcome, Janet.
Thank you.
And Danielle. Thank you. Let's get started. I'd like to start with you.
Sure.
Danielle. Danielle, am I saying your name
That's
right?
That's correct,
okay,
Danielle.
Okay, great. Yes. Tell us a little bit about you. Just within 2 years, you've been having a lot of success.
Correct.
So right off the bat, let's just get into it and tell us about what you did, why you got into real estate, and the success you're having.
I got into real estate prior to being in real estate. I was a regional financial manager, so I oversaw 10 office managers for skilled nursing facilities. So I already had, I was a businesswoman, I wanted to continue that. So I wanted to continue sales. So I started real estate back in September 2014.
We were starting to have a good year.
Yes.
Some of us have been around, and Janet's gonna share even more about that.
So I joined Janet's coaching program, in which I learned a lot from Janet. I knew the first time sitting down with Janet that this was the right place for me to be.
Janet kind of listened to what your goals were and created a vision of what you could achieve?
Correct.
Okay.
She did. And I attended a lot of the training that was offered at that particular time, and I still continue that training. It's very important. Janet has provided me a lot of wealth of knowledge as far as how to get my career started in real estate.
She comes with a lot of knowledge.
She does.
Let's really jump over to Janet and hear about I learned personally so much from Janet as well because of the years of experience that she has. Janet, share with the viewers how many years in real estate, and what you still have so much passion about real estate.
I've always loved real estate.
Yeah.
I've been selling real estate for 30 years.
30 years.
And when Danielle joined the program in September of 2014, that was actually my first month as being a productivity coach in the Media Market Center.
That's right. So you had made that switch into the leadership path.
Yeah. So we kind of got on the path together.
Right.
And but I was a mentor for years with another company.
Right.
So I had the training knowledge on how to get agents up and running and get them on the right track to getting their career started.
Yeah. And even your story, I love your story about how you got into real estate so many years ago and so many changes that have occurred. What was it like 30 plus years ago in real estate?
Well, I always loved real estate. So what happened to me was right after we bought our second home, myself and my husband bought our second home. We had 3 children. 1 month later, he was laid off. He was let go by his company. Mm-hmm. So within 6 weeks, I went to school, had my real estate license, and then just kicked into it. So that's what brings me to the 30 years.
Yeah.
But back in the day, things were quite different. I mean, you had a book that you found. There was no computers. We all had phones, though. They were tied to a wall.
Yes,
but so things were a lot differently then. But it was always exciting to me. It's still exciting to me today.
And even for the viewers, today we've got people joining, getting their real estate license. Again, similar situations, perhaps a job, career that's been downsized, with the way the different economic situations are. And yet, there's some agents who started years ago who are no longer in real estate simply because they did not embrace a lot of the changes that are required, and especially when it comes to technology, a lot of the rules with the real estate. I'm sure you've just seen things from the Real Estate Commission changing the rules in how we serve our general public.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that a lot of agents think when they get their real estate license, and we just talked about this on the way up, They could sit back and relax and set their own schedule.
Yes.
And so they really don't, they don't learn time management, and they don't learn the tools that they need to understand that they're running their own business.
Yes.
And that's when they're accountable to somebody like myself as a coach.
Yes.
Where they still need to get up, dress up, and show up. And if they do the time, then this, you know, success will follow. So that's, I think that's one of the keys to being a successful real estate. We could teach them. I mean, the more they learn, the more confident they are
that's
to be
right.
able to use their skills. And that's where the training comes in. And we have a really good group at our market center with the training.
Yeah, the Media mm-hmm. Market Center office is almost about 160 agents or
they
so.
They are,
yeah.
We opened our market center 10 years ago, and I was actually one of the first ones that came on board.
Mm-hmm.
I actually worked out of another office until we opened our market center, but I was also I joined with Anne-Marie Crezzi, who is our team leader. And
yes,
then after
yes.
a few years, and she became the team leader, and then she always tried to encourage me to become the pro coach, but I wasn't quite ready yet
yeah,
until
yeah.
just a couple years ago when it was time.
Right, right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect timing for me.
Perfect timing for you, Danielle, that mm-hmm. she was there for mm-hmm. you when you first got started,
yes.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you see for yourself when you made the choice to pursue a career in real estate? Did you still have another job, or was this
no,
just?
No, I came into it
full-time, full speed ahead.
I wanted to get the education, the knowledge to build a team.
Okay.
And I also work with my husband. My husband is now on my team and has mm-hmm. been for the past year.
Fantastic.
So mm-hmm. We've been yeah. working very well together, and the delegation has been easier for me. And
imagine that.
Yeah. And ultimately, we've been handling our business very well, and we've been yeah. very successful in doing such.
You come with a business background. You come with disciplines.
Correct.
For business to be in business to be successful, you have to have mm-hmm. disciplines that are going to allow you to do the things that you need to do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What do you think those are for the folks listening today?
Definitely number one is organization,
mm-hmm.
detail-oriented. Be accountable for yourself. People
yeah.
aren't going to be accountable for you. You
yeah.
need to be accountable for yourself. And if you need an accountability partner to do such,
mm-hmm.
For script practice, et cetera, mm-hmm. then do so.
And where did Janet fit into all of this?
Janet was a wealth of knowledge for me to begin with. I was always very self-confident, but she provided me with the tools and knowledge that I needed to get started. Mm-hmm. If I didn't have that, I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
It's the plan.
It's the plan.
It's the
right?
plan.
You
it's
have
always,
a plan.
I always have a plan.
Yes.
That's just the way I am. And when they come, they're looking for guidance, and it's just like, what is your big why,
right.
and what are we going to do to achieve it,
mm-hmm.
and put a plan of action. And then Danielle, I mean, she was right on 411. She knew what she wanted to do,
yeah.
what she was going to do, and she was the first one to get up in the morning, standing outside that room. We started out with just a our little classroom, and they were lined mm-hmm. up in the hall sitting on the floor, so it was
yeah.
time. And now we have a great big new expansion.
You've expanded your office
uh-huh.
has a coaching corner, right?
We do. Mm-hmm.
And
wing.
A coaching wing, because mm-hmm. you have about 65 agents that
yeah.
you're coaching,
yeah.
And the agents have their own spot, and that's
mm-hmm.
just the agents that are just getting started, they have their own spot that they come in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could keep a close eye.
Yeah.
And then I always know what the conversation is. So if they need something, or
mm-hmm.
if I hear them, and you know, they're asking questions amongst each other, then I know what training needs to be done, or you know, they're right outside my office, so then I always have an ear to what's happening in
yeah.
that room.
Yeah.
And it's just so full of life. There's so much activity in there. They laugh all day, mm-hmm. all the way to the bank, they laugh.
It sounds like a fun environment mm-hmm. and a work environment.
It's
yes.
very,
yes.
yes. We're serious,
yes.
but everybody's there for the same. They're not there to socialize, they're
yes.
there to work.
Yes.
And that's what makes
and
it
you
really
took the
great.
Word out of one thing that it's true. Serious is something that mm-hmm. Janet really brings. Have fun,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and yet really be mm-hmm. serious and focused
mm-hmm. and dedicated to
yeah.
your business.
Yeah. You mentioned something called a 411. There are
mm-hmm.
some viewers who may not know what a 411 is.
Mm-hmm.
Could you just explain a little bit about what that is?
Well, we always have a plan of action for the whole year, and it's basically what you're going to do each week, and then what you're going to do each month, and then basically what you're going to do each quarter and then for the whole year. So you have to start out with what do you want to achieve for the year, mm-hmm. and then break it down into what do we have to do each month and then what do we have to do each week. So you basically will learn step by step. It's very simple when you really break it down on what do you need to do in order to meet that goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's very factual. You don't have to guess. You just have to follow what has already been proven. That's one of the things that I never had when I was first started. I never had a company like our company that tells you step by step what you need to
right.
do.
Yeah.
First thing you have to do is figure out why you're doing it. The big why is key. Then once you figure out why you're doing it, then I think it enables you to figure out how to do it, and that's all in the plan.
Yeah, there's through a lot of my coaching, I was always told when you really have the why, the how will show up.
Correct.
And then you just have to take action on that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I do this? Well, if you do this, then that'll be how you're going to get to your goals.
Right.
Yeah.
And it basically comes down to lead generation.
Yeah.
Just no matter how you turn it around, it always comes down to who do you know.
The media office has a very a wonderful environment of lead generation.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle, when you first started, tell us a little bit about what that looks like.
What lead gen looked like for me was door knocking.
Door knocking
I like to be a little bit more formal. I did make the phone calls as well, but I would spend the time creating marketing analysis or material in regards to myself. And I would door knock, and that's actually where I got my first listing just 4 weeks into being into real estate. So that's what started my career.
Brand new agent,
yes.
Listing is the first thing you did. You actually...
And I sold that listing.
But she knew her scripts.
She knew her scripts.
She knew her scripts when you don't just go out there and knock at doors when you don't know what to say.
So this coach is really saying you got to know your scripts.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't need to invent it. It's already the words are already
there. That's right.
And be confident when you're speaking.
You just have to learn. You have to learn the scripts.
So you practice scripts.
I did, most certainly.
Went out, did some door knocking.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
First listing, 4 weeks, and you were able to get that sold.
Yes, I sold that within 2 days, and I sold that myself.
It was exciting.
Yes.
She sold her first listing herself.
Celebration, both
yes,
sides,
it was.
Right? Yeah. And your clients, I assume that they're very, very happy with the way that you serve them.
Yes, absolutely.
And within 2 years, we talk a lot about building a database, and I am very, very focused on that even more as we're looking at building businesses and as we're looking at different shifts. In real estate, I'm sure with Janet, she's seen a couple. When we look at real estate, it's 10-year shifts, 10-year cycles, so to speak. How is that working in terms of your business and the growth of your business?
Well, I continue to do lead gen every day, whether it be some form of lead gen. So I time block. So every day from 9 to 11, whether it be door knocking, whether it be sending any type of reading material, making the phone calls to the FSBOs, which is for sale by owner, any of the expireds, et cetera. I continually get my name out there. I'm a big fan of social media, so I've done a lot of work with folks that I've gone to school and or college with. So I've been able to expand my sphere just by doing such.
So expanding your sphere for sale by owners and or knocking seems to be three of your major lead generation sources. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you're expanding? Or those three are really more than enough to keep you busy?
They do keep us busy.
Yeah.
Now we're licensed in two different states, so my husband handles one state and I handle the other. Therefore, we're able to lead gen on our own, and we're able to spend that time doing such.
Yeah, the Media Market Center is positioned that way, and you also do that, correct, Janet?
I'm licensed in New Jersey. Yeah, not Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey.
Okay, yeah. And you've been doing that for some time.
Yeah, well, because of the plan.
That's right. So Janet's got the plan, too.
Yes.
Yes, and you've been able to achieve so much. And I love that I've been a part of some of the celebration as I've known Janet for, I guess it's about 10 plus years now. And just very grateful that I've gotten to work with her as part of my team and my group as a productivity coach. Let's celebrate some of the achievements that you've been able to achieve lately.
We have a really, when we opened the office 10 years ago, we committed, our group, we did not know the shift was just about to happen. I've lived through other shifts, but it was never named The Shift.
The Shift, yes, yes.
That
yes.
was The Shift.
That's right.
The,
and 2008.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. we committed a group of the agents that were in the office, including Anne Marie, you know, Anne Marie Kresley.
Your she, team leader, yes.
Yeah, we just made a commitment to each other that we were going to do whatever we had to do to succeed. But we wanted to, it's a life. It's our life.
Yes, yes.
It's worth living. So we wanted to make sure that it was, you know, you want to go to work. You want to surround yourself with people that you want to surround yourself yeah. with. So we always made it fun. And that's where, like, we would have contests.
That's
or,
right.
But at the end of the day, their careers are in our hands.
Yes.
And we take it very, very seriously.
Yes.
Because we don't want to bring somebody in or somebody come into the real estate business not realizing the dedication that it takes, the commitment.
Yeah.
Anybody could succeed if they have the knowledge to succeed, but it's just getting everything in order for to get them. But I have a great team. I mean, Anne-Marie has a ALC that has always been able to help with the training. Like Danielle
yes.
is still, like she's on the ALC, but she goes to all the training.
Yes.
You yourself are coming
yes.
to the office on Wednesday.
Absolutely.
I mean, we have a packed training calendar.
Every day there's something.
Every day there's
for
something.
For all different yeah. levels for the agents.
Yes, I have a coaching class every Tuesday in the Market Center, and everybody comes, and it just depends. I will teach whatever I find they need as a result of them being in that wing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what they're doing when they're writing a lot of contracts, and it's the negotiating, and we share ideas and experiences. But then we make it fun, such as like the open house bonanza or
That's
the blitz that we do, and
yes.
we just see how many open houses we could have on one Sunday and get everybody in the program is sitting them. But not just to sit there from 2 to 4, we start on Monday, we plan. We have a blitz, we call people, we circle prospect, then we do a walk through the neighborhood, and then we have the open house, and then we do the follow-up. So it's not just sitting a day. It's not what an open house is.
It's working the open house.
Right. Well, that's the way I learned
Absolutely.
How to do business.
Yes,
when
yeah.
I didn't have the internet. When
that's
you
right,
listed,
yes.
when you put a sales sign outside, you better be open a house, because that's the way people were going to see the
that's
house.
Right,
they didn't
yeah.
have 25 photos. They had one.
That's
in the
right.
book that
that's,
only came out every
yeah.
2 weeks.
Imagine that, Danielle,
yeah.
right?
I yeah. could not.
mm-hmm. But we did
so
it.
So we're very
yes.
thankful.
We did it. And so I have my open house skills where if they're coming, I find today, if they've already looked at 25 photos online and they've already, they know the area and they're still taking time out of their Sunday, they're buying. So it's a mindset. So that's another thing that we bring to the yeah. table is you have to have it in mm-hmm. your mindset that you will be successful. If you're taking time from your family on a Sunday, you better have it in your yeah. mindset that you will be successful. And
yes.
We are.
I always love that about you, Janet. I've heard it not once, but many times, that phrase, if you're taking mm-hmm. time away from your family on a mm-hmm. Sunday to do open houses, mm-hmm. then do it purposefully so mm-hmm, that
right.
you do get some great results mm-hmm. and quite frankly, not cheating your family out
exactly.
of not really giving it all your best, mm-hmm. right?
And the industry yeah. itself set that Sunday schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Absolutely.
we even do it all during the week. Sometimes we'll
yes.
do it on, especially in the summer months, like on a maybe from 1 to 4 mm-hmm. to 7.
Mm-hmm.
We have
Twilight
agents.
Open house.
Yeah, we do
yeah.
Twilight open houses, but it's a great way to meet people. And if you're trained and knowledgeable when they come into the open house, the client or the customer is going to see mm-hmm. that you have the knowledge. And if not that house, of course, you know, you're yeah. not going to always sell that house, but just to be able to get in a relationship. Real estate is about building relationships.
Sure.
And that's where you could take the opportunity to build that relationship.
And Danielle, you just in 2 years you started off and you're on track. Is it closing in on 7-8 million in volume?
Yes.
Okay. And that also made you eligible to be one of the Agent Leadership Council members
that
for the
correct.
Office. So out of the 165, you were one of the ones that was interviewed by the team leader.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? You just learned more about that.
I did. Learn you're bringing a lot of value mm-hmm. to the company. Your voice is being heard.
Okay.
You can discuss with the other agents and then bring it to the table of the other agent leadership counselor
right. yes.
to
mm-hmm.
bring yeah. new ideas. New agents have mm-hmm. new ideas.
Yeah.
Seasoned agents
mm-hmm.
have new ideas.
Yes, yes,
so
yeah.
it's just. I'm very honored to be a part of the Agent Leadership Committee.
Yes. Keller Williams really is and continues to be growing, and it's number one only because it is because of the agents.
Mm-hmm.
It's the agents, it's built by agents,
mm-hmm.
And also all the different ideas that Gary Keller certainly has created that new model, you know, that the agents are able mm-hmm. to make decisions.
For 20 years yes. before I joined Keller Williams,
yeah.
the voice, so if you were at a meeting, which by the way was like every week, and your office manager would want to get an opinion, and she would ask a question, and even if you had every single person that it was in the office in the room, the majority would always win, but the majority wasn't the agents that were making the money.
That's right.
They had a stronger voice with the Agent Leadership Council. They're the top 20. They've earned the right to have a voice. They know how to guide us and make rules and regulations regarding what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever they say, that's what we're going to do. But for years and years, I mean, as simple as asking the phone or should the business be driven, of course you would have 80% of the people saying the call should go to the floor person and not the listing agent, where
right.
the listing agent knows that call needs to go to the listing agent.
And at Keller Williams,
that's exactly right.
You get the listing, it's my listing, my lead.
Exactly.
You work for the listing mm-hmm. to get the listing, and so rightfully.
Mm-hmm. And it motivates others to go out there and get the listings.
Yes, yeah.
Not
yep.
just sit in the office
Absolutely.
And answer the phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as a coach, your focus is that in agents
to list.
Be strong.
Yeah.
Yes. List to
yep,
last.
The rest will follow.
Yes.
You just need to be. You
yes.
just need the list, right?
That's correct.
It sounds like you focused a lot on building your listing, becoming a strong mm-hmm. listing agent.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What, do you have a plan as far as your team in terms of how that's going to look that you can share with us?
In 2017, we do plan to expand,
okay.
Whether it be just to have an admin or mm-hmm. an inside sales associate. My husband also works a full-time job outside of real estate. I'm in it full-time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
yes.
And then some.
So he's still dual career.
Yes.
Yes.
yes. He is a dual career,
mm-hmm.
but we have anticipated him to be with me full-time by the end of 2017. So that is our end goal.
Mm-hmm.
But we also are looking to expand our team within that time frame as well.
Okay. Very, mm-hmm. very good. What has been some of the training that you've received and you've chosen to engage, because there's a lot of training anyway
mm-hmm.
with Keller Williams and Keystone Partners Group. We do offer a lot of different variety of things.
Surely do. I initially started with the Ignite training.
Mm-hmm.
I
yeah.
think that's a big part of your business. You
yeah.
need to take Ignite. I took a lot of contract classes with our broker of record, Dominic Cardone, mm-hmm. and his daughter, Christine Cardone. They
yes.
provide
Mm-hmm.
an extreme wealth of knowledge
mm-hmm.
to us for those of us that haven't done any contracts and what continues to change on the contracts
right.
because
mm-hmm.
they do. So it was very pertinent to meet with them and
mm-hmm.
come into those training sessions.
Yeah.
First, negotiating skills are good too. I mean, a lot of agents are able to build the relationship,
mm-hmm.
they're able to write the contract, and then they can't negotiate it
that's
to the
right.
close.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the other things that we concentrate
mm-hmm.
on, negotiating the transaction in order to get it to the table. She's excellent at negotiating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees that in you.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Your coach is always able to pull out the best in you.
Yes.
Yeah. So coaching them to lead generation, coaching them to the best avenues of lead generation mm-hmm. and negotiations and having fun.
While you're doing it.
While you're
yes.
doing it. And making it meaningful.
Mm-hmm. Work hard, you play hard.
That's
yes,
right.
yeah. It sounds mm-hmm. like the media office does have a good element of camaraderie
yeah.
and
the team camaraderie there is amazing.
Let's hear about that. Every time I come to the media office, there is a lot of energy and hustle and bustle, and mm-hmm. there's a lot going
on. Everyone is willing to help each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not afraid to ask someone else, whether it be Janet. If Janet's not available, a newer agent may ask me, or vice mm-hmm. versa. When I first started, I could ask anyone, whether it be Anne-Marie Carrezzi, whether it was Jason Gizzi, mm-hmm. or no matter whom it was, they were always available to help, no matter what mm-hmm. they were doing.
Yeah.
And that goes a long way mm-hmm. in real estate.
And there's so many people in the office that you know that when you come to the office, there's so much activity.
Mm-hmm.
And we spend a lot of time together, so that's a good thing. But you
yeah.
could always, if you have a question, because they're always welcome to get my opinion.
Yes.
But sometimes they need a fresh idea.
Yes.
And I always encourage them to go to the agent. You want to make sure they're getting the advice from the right people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're easy identified through the Agent Leadership Council.
Yes.
Know that these are the top people that you need to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
We have an Agent Leadership Council member on duty every single day. So if somebody were in the office that needed a question, that's the person they need to go
so
to.
So you have an on-call
mm-hmm.
type of a, so
yeah.
every day there's
every
somebody
day of the week.
Assigned.
Every day of the week.
A point person
mm-hmm.
on top of for the newer agents yourself and,
yeah, and then
the rest. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
A very good structure, mm-hmm. a very good
mm-hmm.
structure for a brand new agent to know that there's someone.
Mm-hmm.
If you
and
don't
also,
get one
if
person.
I could add, when Janet has her classes on Tuesday, which was very beneficial for me, was our in-house lender, Bruce Hopkins from Waterstone Mortgage. He also participates in that mm-hmm. coaching program on Tuesday. So it provided me a lot of knowledge in the beginning to differentiate between loans, FHA, mm-hmm. conventional, mm-hmm. you need 3%, 6%,
yes.
you know,
yes.
to be able to differentiate those questions that I did not know in the beginning.
So mm-hmm. it's not just real estate knowledge that's important. It's
mortgage.
Learning all the different
Correct.
Types of mortgage and the options. Mm-hmm. And that way you can show up as someone who is knowledgeable
yeah,
all around.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not that you need to be an expert, but
right.
at
you need
least
to have
you've
general
got,
information,
yeah.
mm-hmm. and he provides
yeah.
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have a title mm-hmm. person that does
we do.
Classes.
And we bring them in.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We bring them into the training,
yes.
you know, especially when we have a large group of newer mm-hmm. new agents, just to give them a heads up on, you know, what they're to look for. What's happening? We have a conveyancer. She'll come in. She teaches
mm-hmm.
also,
mm-hmm.
Depending on the need.
Yes.
I have an agent who's having her first settlement this Thursday, and of course she's a wreck because she, you know, so excited.
So exciting.
But she's using the in-house lender and the title company, so she and I'll be there. So she's, you know,
yes.
she feels a lot more confident. What do I need to do? You need to just show up and look pretty.
Yeah. So yeah, and yet mm-hmm. you've helped her stay on the path
She's
to making
the
sure the closing, because you're
mm-hmm.
right, you know, you get the lead or the client, you know, engaging with you and you get put it under contract and
mm-hmm.
then it's really getting it to the celebration.
That's the, that was the missing link that
yes.
they could learn it, how to teach it, read a contract or write a contract.
Right.
You know, they have people skills hopefully already, and it was the negotiating in between.
Mm-hmm.
And once we figured out that, then the rest was just, you know, teaching them how to negotiate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. You also have a lot of agents that you've coached that have graduated
mm-hmm.
and now, like Danielle,
mm-hmm.
On the next path of building their business.
Mm-hmm.
How do you find them in terms of their support as well?
Well, once they're under my fold, then I'll keep a close eye. I'm like the mama bear. Actually, even in our wing, like where we are, there's an office, there's a large office where the people that have graduated from Productivity, they're right in the office next to where
mm-hmm.
the Rising Star Room is, which is a much larger classroom.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that if my agents need support, I want them to go to the agents that I've trained, because I know that they know what they're doing.
And they're doing it
mm-hmm.
in the right way.
Exactly. So I know that they're there,
mm-hmm.
but I also get to keep an eye on these guys and make sure, because it's easy once you're not accountable to somebody.
Yes.
To let your business slip, and so far we've had great success.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not a big deal to peek in on the just. I always watch their numbers to see that they're successful, because
yeah.
that means that I'm doing the right thing.
Yes.
It's important to me to make sure that I put them on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
those that have graduated quickly from Janet's program,
mm-hmm.
our office is within the same vicinity
mm-hmm.
as the Rising Star Room. So I've noticed a lot of times that they come in and they say,
mm-hmm.
we just listened to Terry's phone call.
Mm-hmm.
We just listened to what you had said.
So I said, hang
they're
on
very
our
in
word.
Tune to their surroundings
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
listening to the other agents that
mm-hmm.
have been released from productivity at a very early stage. So
I was out 2 weeks ago. I was out on my Tuesday, but I just couldn't be in the office that day. And I asked Danielle to teach that coaching class that day, and she was able to to step in and just be able to just say, Danielle, would you be able to teach for me? Knowing that whatever she said was going to be exactly my thought, too. And really, I asked her, just tell them what you do every day.
Right.
You know, and just, you just, you don't need to invent it. You just need to follow.
And it really, you know, telling someone what to do is, we can all do that. And and yet, I believe the most important thing is you were there. You did it. You keep doing it. You're doing it at a higher level, and you're seeing success. So really, it's walking the walk and talking the talk.
Exactly.
This is how you're going to get results. Yeah. Where better could they get learning and direction?
And you hear them laughing, like I said. We want people to want to come to the office.
Yes.
We want the agents, because I truly believe that you need to be at work in order to be most successful. There's a lot of people that say, I'm going to work from home, and then you get nothing from them. So no, you can't work from home. You need to get, I think that you need to go to work in order to be successful. But you want them to want to come to work.
Yes.
So that's where.
And that's a really good point. There's so much out there. In real estate, really, quite frankly, we can do everything from the computer, from anywhere.
Right.
And yet, when we look at the success of the agents that are successful, every time, what I've noticed is it's the agents that come into the office.
Absolutely.
It's the agents that engage. Yeah. It's the agents that really will peer partner up, and they're just constantly pushing each other and working together. Even if you are individual, you're still helping each other. Because the more you help each other, the better you become and grow.
It's a lot easier to do script practice when you have a partner than just try to do script practice with Power Hour. The Power Hour is just getting them to come into the Power Hour and learning it. And then I'll hear them when they're talking and they're negotiating a deal, or they're talking to a client or a seller or a buyer on the phone, and I'm like, that's a script. That's a script. You got
it.
That's a script.
You nailed it. Yes. You got the right one there.
That embedded command.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Was there ever a time, you know, as you started getting busy as well, that you felt that this is too much, or my goodness, you know, how I'm going to deal with this?
No, because I came from a business where I knew how to be organized and manage my time efficiently.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I always time blocked prior. I always had deadlines prior. So no, I did not encounter that.
For everyone listening, that is definitely one thing that people need to do.
Time management.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Most certainly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In order to be successful, that's the key thing. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What they don't realize is you're running your own business. So if you erase something out of your calendar, what they don't realize, if you erase it, you must replace it. And that's one of the things we teach and coach. And I understand you have an appointment today, but so what are you going to do tomorrow to take up for that lead generation that you didn't do today? And that's what a coach brings, like that accountability. Well, I understand you had to do that, but now what are you going to do?
Right.
And get that, because if you go back to the 411 with the week, the month, the year, then...
That's right, So you have just a lot of clarity when it comes to someone getting started, what you're really focusing on in terms of the 411 and the accountability piece, and really being focused on the activities that matter. Janet, you have a great tracking system in your office.
I do.
Yes, it's a good visual. Tell us about that.
So right outside the office, right outside my office, I have a large glass window so I could see it all the time. We have three lists. One is the written sales, one is the listings, and one is the closed volume. So every piece of business that comes on into the office, the first thing in the morning, Caitlin Carezzi, she comes in, and anything that was listed, she writes on the listing board. Anything that was offer that was either accepted as a sale, a listing, or an offer that was written in agreement of sale, that goes up, and then whatever closed. The good thing is that everything goes on the board, but the really good thing is that the people that are in productivity get written in green. So I could take a look at the board and make sure that there's enough green up there so I could keep a real close eye of what's happening. And I'm out there looking to see who's, all the time, I always know what's happening. Who did what, you know, what they did, if they're in closing or whatever's happening. And we just, knowing what's going on in the office mm-hmm. is like really important.
Yeah.
You know, so I could just tell in 1 month, like exactly what's happening. And every person that comes into that, because they have to pass it on their way to the kitchen.
Yes.
They always stop to see if their name's up there on the board, if they wrote the deal, if it's up
they
there.
They do.
You're smiling a lot.
I did every
yeah.
day.
Because yeah.
And the only negative about graduating from productivity is I'm now in black, so I have a hard time finding my name.
I know.
As opposed to it being in green. But yes, everyone
I think
does.
That we should have the graduates should be like maybe in like a different color, like purple or something.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
then you'll be able yeah. to see really what the productivity
That's
program
right.
brought
yes.
into
yes.
the office.
Yes.
Because even though they're not in green, I look at them as green. Like I see Danielle, Danielle.
That's
and
right.
So
yes.
I just think that's me.
We'll always be her babies.
Yes.
That's right.
Will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Even if you graduated, because once you graduate, we have the two levels of productivity coaching, and then the experience level of agents.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. With Keystone Partners Group, we created that. That tier, so that a brand new agent would have the opportunity mm-hmm. to engage with a professional coach like Janet, mm-hmm. With so many years of experience. Yeah,
it's exciting.
Yes, and you were with Keller Williams for some time before mm-hmm. you decided that you would explore the path of coaching.
Yeah, I wasn't exploring nothing. Anne Marie was exploring that.
So path. Your team leader, your yes.
Well, because we had committed, mm-hmm. we had really committed to make sure that we were going to be, you know, the market was crashing around us, and we just said, you know what, we're going to commit that we're mm-hmm. we don't leave any man behind. So
yeah.
we started Power Hour, and we did that for years, where we know the scripts inside
every
and
day,
out, and we learned what that brought to the table. And then, but I was still running my own business that I created
That's
over
right.
for years and years and
yes.
years. And she kept saying, but I need you to be the coach. She was the team leader, but I need to run my own business. And then she caught me in July of 2014, before Dana. I didn't even think I knew you. Well, you weren't no. there yet. She called me while I was on vacation, and she said, you need to share your knowledge.
Yes.
You need to, you know what? You need to give back. It's time to give back. I was like, you really know how to. She knew how to like really get
She really knew the right yeah. right way to kind
so
of put it out.
So I told
there.
Her I would have to continue because I truly mm-hmm. believe that myself being in the business teaches me what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
like where they're at in their businesses.
Yes.
Like I'm in the throes of it with them. So then I just I took on that job in September
yes.
of that year. And then, then it took a while, before I could actually get to sit, like my program together. I mean,
yes.
you have a perfect plan, but then you just have to tweak it to the,
yes.
to the coach. And yes. then, and with the support that I get as a coach, I always
yes.
appreciate the support that
we have. We have our mm-hmm. whole group that's very supportive.
Yeah.
I am very, very grateful because all the coaches mm-hmm. work together and
that's
and
amazing.
We get to really brainstorm once a mm-hmm. week with our coaching.
And I would just
group.
Say, I'm on the call, but I was the one that was sitting there writing everything that they said down because they come from so much knowledge
yeah.
and exactly what was working in their programs. And that's just helped me create my program.
Mm-hmm.
The fun things that they were doing. And,
that's right,
and
the contests mm-hmm. or the celebrations or the challenges.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes.
Just the groups, like how to break them down in the groups,
who
should be concentrating. Jason was always a great inspiration
yeah.
to me because I always listen to what he said. I figured he's already got it. Why do I need to invent it?
He's been our coach for the longest time
yeah.
with me, yes.
So, and breaking people down that you could, know how to, once they get to a certain point in their career,
yes.
that you could put them into a group to share with each
yes.
other. And that really, that has been amazing.
Yeah, with the foundation, momentum, and the growth
mm-hmm.
group. The graduation group, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That really
it does.
Works.
Yeah. Especially when you're coaching so many agents.
Yeah, there's a lot of agents.
There's agents that need something different mm-hmm. compared to the brand new agents.
Well,
that are coming
and it
in.
Gives me the time to be able to concentrate on the agents that really just coming in that actually just need like that day to day, like somebody overseeing their business and
mm-hmm.
what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And just stay in touch with them. That's the thing, it's the commitment, it's a huge commitment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Danielle, what makes you so coachable?
I have a drive, and I think Janet
yes.
knows that.
Okay.
I'm very motivated. I'm motivated mm-hmm. to be successful. I came from healthcare for over 20 years, and I want to help people. And
mm-hmm.
making their dream happen is just amazing. Mm-hmm. And so it's such a reward. So every day that I wake up, not that I didn't prior, but I'm extremely excited to wake up and go to work every day.
That is a wonderful thing, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of people who don't, especially yes. Monday mornings, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But she has a little boy and a little mm-hmm. girl, and I follow her on Facebook, so yeah. I understand what she's doing. But yeah. I love to see.
Your coach is keeping an eye on you.
Yeah, of course. She is.
But I always love to see when she's out, like she's yeah. what she's doing with the kids and mm-hmm. where they're at, where they're going. They're going to Disney World on Sunday. Yeah. I really feel like I'm a part of that. I'm so mm-hmm. excited.
Absolutely.
You know, that they could do that, because yes. it's all about, that's yes. what it's your big why. Why yes. do you do this? It's for our families.
So you're able to take mm-hmm. your kids to Disney with what you've baby. Created as
yes,
with
absolutely.
Your business.
Yeah, yeah. Part
she'll
of my big why.
For their college mm-hmm. before you
yes.
know it, and
yes.
you know.
Yeah, and real estate can afford a wonderful mm-hmm. financial
mm-hmm.
career, financial gain for what you want to do in
it
life.
Did.
Yeah.
It did for me. Yeah. So I'm just doing what Emery told me to do.
That's right, as a coach.
Teach
and you
them.
Do it very well, because it really shows in how much you care for the agents.
I really
You're
do
there.
Care.
You've created mm-hmm. a beautiful environment in the at the media office. Who wouldn't want to be at the media office?
That's right.
Oh, I love our group. I love our people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We take care of each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah. To be able
really
to have that start.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. When its need is there,
right.
they're coming. They're
yes.
coming. It doesn't matter if you're the coach. No matter what you're, when you need somebody, which I have needed them, they were right there. And
yes.
that's why I think it's important that the relationships that we have in that office.
It's relationships mm-hmm. is everything. Mm-hmm. And you're one of the goals that you recently were able to celebrate that you always had, which I'm so happy about, because you have a picture of
my shore house.
Your shore
yeah.
house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the reason I have that in there, if you walk into my office, you see all the seashells and the beach. But that was my dream,
yes.
is to provide a beautiful place for my mm-hmm. family, my children, my grandchildren, to have a place to go to at the beach, because I love the beach. And I put a plan in place, and
yeah.
I've achieved it. And so when they come in, I say, I don't do this just to brag, like, this is what I did. I didn't get there easily.
Mm-hmm.
I had to have a plan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I took a plan, and I thought, this is what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got everybody to college, the girls are married, and then it was time to really
yeah.
put that dream into place. So when you if you have a why you do this, and then you have a goal, and you have a plan,
yes.
then it's attainable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what. Then that's why that's there, just to show them that you can have everything that you want. You just have to work for it.
I'd like to ask, if you hadn't had the opportunity to have a coach in your corner,
mm-hmm.
How do you think your path would have been in the last 2 years?
It's
a little bit different.
Yeah, it would have been diverted, for sure. I keep reiterating, Janet is a wealth of knowledge, but
mm-hmm.
I needed that coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had drive, the ambition, but I needed the education to steer me on the right path and what I needed to do to
yeah.
start being successful.
Mm-hmm.
She was always available. It just really steered me on the path of success.
That's really great to know, because real estate, you could just work alone.
Mm-hmm.
You could work from home. You're not accountable to anybody except your family. And yet you chose to be engaged and also have the opportunity to have a great coach like
yes.
Janet.
Well,
yeah.
when you know, it's if you wake up in the morning and have to spend half the day trying to figure out what you have to do, right?
Right, exactly.
Then you just
yes.
lost all that time.
Where
if somebody comes in and says, all right, this is what we're
yeah.
doing, and then
yeah.
just points it out, and that will be given. I mean, we're doing next year. We're not doing next Monday. We're planning a year in advance, because
yes.
you have to have a business plan in order to be successful. This
yeah.
is every day you're on a job interview when you're in real estate. You
That's
just
right.
need to know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we could talk about so many things, and there's one more
mm-hmm.
thing I wanted to talk about, Janet. Danielle, I know Janet, every week what she does is she sends out updates about how everyone's doing in her group, in her coaching team. While you are being coached, being able to receive messages from your coach on a weekly basis,
mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that.
That in itself is rewarding. It's yes. one thing to know what you're doing, but for someone else to acknowledge it, and everyone else, it's not particularly just productivity, but everyone else right. in-house had also been included on that email. Mm-hmm. So it just provides you that motivation to want to continue to be successful.
Yes.
The week in review.
The weekly mm-hmm. review from your yes. host, right?
I looked out for the weekly in review. If yes. we didn't get it by a specific time,
it's like, where's she at?
Yes, and where's my name on
yes. it? Yes, if somebody was left out, believe me, yeah. I would hear about yeah. it the first yes. thing in the day. But that goes out to the whole office. Mm-hmm. So it gives everybody an idea on what's happening in productivity.
That's right.
So if they need an agent to maybe host an open house
right.
or to just to show a property,
yes.
they could see the agents that were engaged in the productivity
yes.
program.
Yes.
And you see how detailed it is. And I try to send a message out to everybody, like, you know, if you're not selling, well, this is what they're doing. So, you know, I don't know what you're doing, but you maybe need to get on board with,
that's
you know,
right.
getting
what,
into the office.
Right. And your coach is real.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. About whether you're getting real or not.
Yeah, yes. Sometimes I think I get a little too real, but
the message is sometimes.
But we all appreciate
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. yes. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen you in the office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For those of you who haven't seen in the office,
mm-hmm. well, you could see, because if you look at the board and their name is in any of the columns, and then they're saying they're working from home.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're not.
Yeah.
You need the support,
yeah.
even if they're not in productivity, you just need the support of the other agents yeah. that are working in the office.
Mm-hmm. And it's fair to say that the agents that are engaged mm-hmm. are the ones that are productive as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they'll help me anytime with mm-hmm. my group. Anytime.
Yeah.
I call on them all the time to teach, because I want them to get different ways of doing things from different top producers
yeah.
in the office, and I only ask once, and they never turn me down.
Yeah.
Whether it's just like, what do you do for this, or what do you do for that, or how do you explain a contract? You know, we do mock listing appointments, we do mock agreement of sale, like, how do you explain it?
Mm-hmm.
I could tell them the way I do it. I tell them every day how I do it, but I want them to learn from the best.
Right. Yes.
And then I just pull out to those agents, those top agents in our office, and they were always so happy to help us.
Excellent. Just everything just like a cogwheel, you know, just
mm-hmm.
working really, really great. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Emery yes. starts at it at the meeting on Monday mm-hmm. morning. We have a meeting every day with the Executive Leadership Council, and we do our WIC, you know, we do our meeting.
Just
because then we know our numbers going into the week and see what we need to do. And then we're all on the same page on what
yeah.
needs to be done, and then we just go out and do it.
Yeah, looking at your wildly important goal,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
As a team.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
what's
yes.
happening. You know,
yes.
whether if houses aren't selling, then we know there needs to be price reduction. We need to work on whatever it is. It's right in the numbers. All you have to do is look at them.
Yeah.
You know.
Danielle, you're also exploring leadership opportunities
yes,
with Keystone Partners Group.
Yes.
What's that look like?
That looks good within the next 12 to 18 months.
Okay.
I would like to mm-hmm. be a productivity coach, as Janet
yes.
is. I need a little bit more knowledge, probably a little bit more experience, but what I do know, I learned a lot from Janet. So
yes.
being able to mirror her
yes.
would be amazing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Keystone Partners Group is growing constantly. We have a lot of great vision and plans and opportunities for leadership, for sure. Yeah. And if there was one thing that you believe is a big strength of yours that you bring to the table to be able to serve your clients, what would that be?
My heart.
Your heart.
Mm-hmm. I'm very passionate about what I do.
Your heart.
Yes.
That's awesome. I asked this question and I didn't get that one, and I really like
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. And she cares about the people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She cares about the people,
yeah.
which is, you know, you have to really
mm-hmm.
want the best for them.
Yes.
And sometimes it's not easy to coach somebody when they're not doing the right thing for
yes.
themselves. But if you really care about them, then they'll see through that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you, Janet? What do you bring? Your strength. One mega strength of Janet's.
I think my strength is my commitment
yes.
to the group and each
mm-hmm.
other.
Mm-hmm.
It just really is commitment, because
yeah.
I know that we could succeed if we just were all on the same path.
Yeah.
You know, and that was our goal 10 years ago when we opened that office, that we committed that whoever came walked into that building, was we were going to do our best to make them
yeah.
successful.
Yeah.
And we knew that, especially with Anne Marie and I, we knew that
mm-hmm.
us together are a force not to be reckoned
with.
Right, because
yes.
we're just, when we're away, when we're at our shore houses, because I put her on a plan too. Now she has,
and she has a shore house too. It just happened this year.
Yeah, but we're just constantly talking about the commitment that we made and who's doing what, and just because we do really do care about the people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Together, everyone succeeds.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We achieve more together.
Absolutely.
You achieve more.
Yeah. And have fun together.
Yeah.
And we have fun. Life worth living, right?
Yes. Yes. So some last words of, we've heard so much from the plan to the 411 to the commitment to showing up. If there was somebody listening today that is just starting out or stuck in their career, what would you have to say to them?
That you can do it. That you have the confidence to do such.
Yeah.
You just have to put your mind to it.
Yeah.
And on that path you go.
On your path you go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about you, Janet?
If I do it every day when the agents come in, I just let them know that they're not alone and that they're starting on the path, but they have great support to guide them as they go through. And once they get it, then they can fly and just go on with it.
Find an environment that will support you and your goals.
Yeah. It's just, you know, when they get the real estate license, they have the knowledge on what they need to do to start their career. But there's so many different aspects of it. As far as like, where do you get the people? Where do you find the clients? How do you build a sphere? The technology, the skills that you need to be successful. They don't know what they don't know.
Right.
Until they get into a program where somebody's able to guide them and say, all right, now this is what you're going to do next. Yeah. And this is, so when you start out on Monday morning, when you get up, dress up, and show up, you have a plan of action that was set in stone. A long time before you actually showed up on Monday morning.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It all starts ahead of time.
Way
planning.
Ahead of time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We could really have a long, long conversation today and cover so many things. And yet I do know, and I want to respect your time, you've got other appointments this afternoon. Mm-hmm. I want to thank both of you for sharing your passion. My goodness, the energy. Mm-hmm. Really focused knowledge of what you've, the synergy that you both have had and continue to have. So I'd really like to thank you for being here today.
Welcome.
And for the viewers, oh my goodness, I bet you did not want to turn off this series of The Path, because there was just so much excitement and energy and passion and a lot of nuggets. If you heard about how you need to show up to be successful on your path, I hope you will join me again. I have some amazing folks yet lined up to be able to share some of their secrets to get you on the path.